Pinchback, you had a question first, and then I'll hear Bill.
If you wanted to make a friendly amendment to this bill, is it too late in the process to offer a friendly amendment?
It's too late. We've already voted on it, and we've already moved on it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Bill.
We're out of time with the meeting extension, and we still haven't gotten to the CFO report at all, so I moved to amend to extend the meeting, the open session, for 20 more minutes.
Oof. Is there
Janet, point of order?
What's your point of order?
The motion that we were voting on as amended, was it finished? I didn't hear it.
I asked if anybody... Was there any objection to that at the main motion? I didn't hear it. I asked it several times.
So it's no objection. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, it's been a move to extend 20 minutes to get to the CFO report. Was there a second on that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending 20 minutes?
Adriana?
You objecting? Are you objecting?
I'm asking for an amendment.
What's your amendment?
Then we can go to executive session. 15
What's your amendment?
15:15.
There's been an amendment of 15 minutes. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there an objection to extending 15 minutes, the CFO report?
Okay. I object. We should have more time, not less, for this. This is
okay, that's an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on 15 minutes?
Yes, Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes, Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn passes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes, Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Yes.
Yes, Thornton. Shabanda, Shabanda.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. I passed and I abstain.
Somebody got it.
Did the vote count?
I'm counting the vote. It's 8 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we...
So 9 yes, 4 no, 3 abstentions, this passes.
Okay, we're extending for 15 minutes. We'll now go to the CFO report. As usual, we'll hear from the CFO, and then we'll hear any questions. If you have any action items, we'll take those after everybody has an opportunity to ask questions to the CFO. Mr. CFO, you're on.
Thank you, Tony, and good evening, everybody. So I would like to read out some of the points that I have mentioned in my supplementary report because nothing much has changed from August 25th when I had made the last presentation. So the first point in my report is about the fiscal year 14 audit, and the major thing outstanding there is the financial recovery plan that the auditors are needing so that they can conclude whether we would remain in business until August of 2017, which will be 1 year from the date of the report. The outstanding payment at this time is about $20,000, which also needs to be paid to finalize this. Second point in my report I would like to mention is about the national office matters. And in fact, on the election expenses issue, I had already expressed my concern that at this time, national office is in a very difficult financial situation. We don't have the money to make the payroll and to make payment for other critical services. We were depending on KPFA, But when they were having a difficulty in meeting their own payroll, they refused to make any payment towards September 15th. We are hopeful that we will be able to scrape dollars and make our payroll, but unfortunately, we will have to delay every other payment. That does not seem to be possible at all for September 30th. So I want to make bring it to the attention of all the PNB members that this will come at a huge expense or a huge cost, because the payments that we will not be able to make include payments to insurance companies for some legal settlements that we have incurred, and some very important critical obligations that we have, like payment for the free speech radio network and those things. The other difficulty that we will have is that there will be some auto debits that are scheduled already, and that we will have to reject. So in this context, I was kind of very concerned when I mentioned that the election expenses should not be paid out of KPFA, because that is the only money, only partial payment that we are counting against to make the September 30th payroll. The other difficulty that I am facing is that we lost one person who is working as a senior accountant, and he was offered a job at a higher salary, and we could not retain him. So now I'm at a loss, because we are now only about three persons, except for me, as compared to five that we had in 2015. And we are so short of resources that it's very difficult to get anything done. And we have to put almost 2015 completion of books and a consequent audit at a kind of a crawl speed. So right now, I'm not comfortable in hiring for a replacement for him, because we cannot assure payment. So let me move to point number three, which is the financial recovery plan. And as I have reported earlier, that all the other external parties, like the auditors and the insurance company and the bankers, they are insisting for a financial recovery plan. So I have put together some minimum elements that this plan should contain. And briefly, they should have some kind of a path going forward, how we need to deal with WBI operations. And I must clarify that I'm not talking about selling the assets or some extreme steps of that kind, but there have to be some structural changes. Second point would be that we have to improve the cash flow. So there should be some tangible plan how we increase the revenue sources. Third point I would like to mention is that we have to stabilize WPFW operations. I believe that the operations can be self-sustaining, but a tremendous amount of work has to be done. The fourth point that should be included in the financial recovery plan is how we restructure PRA operations so that it becomes self-sustaining and it is not dependent upon the central services. The last point I would like to mention is that the national office has been now stripped of all its resources. It is very difficult to function, and I would say that any expectation of any kind that we will be able to complete the audit and restore CPB funding, I think that probably does not hold true, because when we don't have the resources, we don't have the means or the capability, how can we accomplish that job if we are every day we are kind of struggling how to make ends meet? So we have to be very realistic on this front, that to come up with the solutions that can achieve the goals. The other point I would like to mention is that because overall there are structural changes that will be needed through the entire network, so it is very important that the IED and the general managers should take the lead. I can help, but there's a limited authority or a limited scope that I have in this whole process. The other point I would like to mention is that this plan should be approved by PNB before it can be presented to any external party so that it is credible and it can be implemented. I have just a few minutes remaining, so I would like to point out some of the suggestions that I had mentioned in my recommendation to PNB, which was titled as short-term and medium-term measures. And in the short-term measures, I would say that I would recommend that the PNB should declare a state of a financial emergency. The reason is that sometimes the message is more important than the action itself. Definitely, there should be some action that will follow through. And one of the advice or one of the suggestions that I would like to give, that we should definitely have an independent financial advisor on the board who can provide some reasoned advice to the PNB. Wherever I have worked in the nonprofit organizations, there usually has been a finance director who would be independent and who would be respected and would be able to provide some very sound reasoning. My time is running short, so I will not be able to read the other measures, but one simple suggestion that I would like to give is that I will strongly recommend that all the stations should be asked to provide a very simple report to the national office, and that will include like the accounts payable, whatever they the money that they owe, that should be provided to the national office every 15 days. And along with that, a fund drive detail and the cash collection report. These three reports are so key and so simple to produce, but effectively they give a very clear picture where the station is. Unfortunately, this has not been happening, in spite of my repeated requests on this ground. So I will stop at this point, and let me turn it over to the chair.
Serene for the stack.
We'll take a stack on questions. I had Adriana, then Serene. Okay.
And Bill.
And Bill.
Who Pinchback.
Who is that?
Pinchback.
Pinchback and Bill.
Pinchback. Were you before Bill, or was it, which one was it? Bill and Pinchback? Pinchback and Bill. Which one was it?
Don't matter.
Okay.
And Janet. And Janet.
And then Janet. Okay, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, I want to be in the start, but I want to know, is it a moment to ask questions or to ask for action items?
These are questions now, then we'll get to action items so we can get to everybody have a question to the CFO.
Okay, then you can put me, and then when action items come, you can call me. Okay.
All right.
I have a question for the CFO, and the question is, you said that you are relying in the KPFA paying the central service for to receive that money at the national office, but that is not happening in the last 3 months. And you, since May 31st, they said that they didn't have the money, but in May 31st they had $260,000 in their account and were sitting there to practically to now, right? At the end of June, they have, end of July, I'm sorry, $191,000. In the meantime, that they are not paying central service. What makes you believe that they will pay you the central service and the PRI on time for you to use it? Thank you.
So I think we have covered this issue many, many times. I have provided my justification, my explanation. And I will repeat that again, that there was no surplus money. And I have talked to the management, and they have expressed their sincere intention. They have explained to me very clearly where they are. And they have also copied to Maggie and Brian, who are more closely associated with the station. And when they ran out of payroll, then only they refused payment of central services for September 15th. They have again now assured that they will try to accommodate for September 30th, and that is the money that we are counting for. If that money is not available, even if that money may be available, probably we may still fall short of payroll. But if that money is available, we definitely will not be able to make anything. And I may repeat again that we are talking about the payroll only. We are not talking about the other very, very critical payments that have to be made. That cannot be ignored. So we have to sit down here and we have to talk seriously about how to resolve this crisis.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, thanks. Sam, did I hear you say that the auditor wants $20,000 more before the FY14 is released?
No, that is not the point I made. I said that there's a $20,000 about approximately outstanding, excluding some current charges that may be incurred because there are some other additional work that the auditors are doing, and there would be a charge. I just wanted to bring on record that before we move to 2015 audit, we have to pay this bill.
Thank you.
Okay. Bill.
Okay, thank you. Well, just to clarify, Sam, have you gotten any reports from, any plans from any of the stations regarding cash flow and how they're going to be managing them over the next few weeks or months?
So far, I have not received anything.
It just really bothers me. How can we get them to do some planning before we collapse?
That is very urgent, and I don't know what is the answer. Basically, this is I have been repeatedly saying that PNB has to take an action and has to be a very clear directive with a date certain and with some contents that should be specified in which we should obtain the required information. Otherwise, we are not going anywhere.
Okay. Pinchback.
Okay, Sam, earlier tonight we voted to pay some election costs, and the language was included a date of September 15th that we have to pay the LAS or something to that effect on by the 15th of September. Is that possible, considering the current cash flow situation? Will we be able to make that payment?
Well, that is the biggest question that I'm facing. I'm not against the payment to the NES or for election expenses. The problem is, where do we get the money? Like right now, the national office is struggling so bad that it is shameful, actually, for me to say that we don't have the money for the payroll. What can I say to other vendors or to other, settlements that we have incurred? How do we make payment for those? So that is the reason why I'm requesting this is time that we don't have the time. Time is not on our side. We can continue to discuss or continue to delay, but the consequences will be very real. I have lost one person. I cannot replace him. And how can we complete the 2015 audit? Completion of books and proceed to the audit. So any expectations that are built upon that national office may be able to come to the rescue of everybody else, how can it be justified? The numbers don't add up. The efforts don't add up. So what else can I say?
Okay.
We're out of time for the 15-minute extension.
And Tony, put me on spec for action item, please.
Okay. Do we have a motion to extend time on this, or?
10 minutes, Roberts.
Roberts has moved. We extend this open meeting for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay. Next person on the stack was Janet. Janet?
Yeah, okay. I was on mute. All right, so I have a few questions. One, You talked about having an independent financial advisor. I want to know how that person would be paid. I mean, where would the money come from to pay that person? Another question is the only reason the 2014 audit not completed because we owe additional money? And thirdly, other than you're sending the PNB reports on the dire financial situation of Pacifica and make recommendations of actions you want the PNB to take, please talk about what you yourself have done as CFO within your limited scope to make things work at Pacifica.
So can we go through the questions one by one?
Sure. Sam, yes.
Yeah, okay. So the question number one.
Oh, you want me to ask it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you pay the independent financial advisor you mentioned you think we need?
Yeah, so generally those are not paid positions. They volunteer their service, and it's a prestige value for the independent advisor because they also gain in their own profession. And this is the kind of arrangement that I have seen wherever I have worked in the past nonprofit organizations. And I may go to the second question that I think it was understood incorrectly that $20,000 is not the only condition that the audit is pending. The only condition that the audit is pending is the financial recovery plan. That is the primary deficiency at this time. There are a few other things that are not available or not provided to them, and that will also be provided because one other item that is outstanding is the updated litigation report, and that IED will have to provide. So, but I'm pointing out the major deficiency. The third.
Chair, may I just follow up with that particular item? With it.
Danny, if you can quickly do that.
Yeah. So the financial recovery plan, isn't that something
I'm
that you...
Point
that,
of order.
That,
who is that?
Jose Luis.
Yes, what's your point of order, Jose Luis?
There are people in the stack. We can't have back and forth here. She's asked questions, he's answering, interrupting him.
Usually if they still within that time, we let a person come back and clarify what their point is. So if she, I don't think it's out of her time, so I think she can...
We have five questions. We'll be out of time.
Okay, so, again, so isn't it up to the management, to the IED and the CFO to come up with a financial recovery plan and present it to the PNB?
So
where is it?
So I have said it very clearly that IED has to take the lead because there will be structural changes that will be required in the whole organization, whether it may be changing the programming content of the station or staffing reductions or like we have talked about the LMA, any number of instances, examples we can give, those cannot be done by the CFO. It is not the budgeting issue. It is not tweaking around the edges that can be done. It is not a financial analysis that can complete this process. I have done the financial analysis quite extensively, and there are gaping holes. That cannot be filled unless until those structural changes are made. So CFO is at a loss here to do anything substantial. The third point that you have mentioned, and I'll be very brief because I think we have crossed the time limit. When time comes, I will send my accomplishment report to the PNB, and I think it will be very obvious what I have done and what I have accomplished so far.
Okay. I assume there's no more questions. And Mr. Timekeeper, where are we on time?
You have 5 more minutes on the 10-minute extension.
Okay, if there are any more, no more other questions.
Action items, Seth?
Who is that?
Are we doing action items now?
Hey,
Dan?
If there's no more questions, Michael? Who is that? Was that Michael?
That's the reaction I haven't set.
Oh, okay.
Pinchback already was.
Okay, so if there's no more questions, we're going to go to action items. I think we had Adriana first.
Yes.
I'm and Bill.
And then what?
Bill.
Okay. We have Adriana, Pinchback, Michael, then Bill. Adriana.
Yes, I already sent a motion. I don't know if you receive it. Does anybody receive the motion the judge has sent?
Yes.
Can read it? Okay. Can you read it, please?
Tell us what it is for the public.
Well, this was sent to the closed list. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
This is an open session, so...
Then we have to take it up in closed session.
No, it's open session. Mm-hmm. It's not open closed session. What do you mean?
Open session item. So, did you want to motivate this, Adriana? First of all,
I want the secretary to read it first. How can
the secretary, could you read it?
Okay. Move that the PNB direct the IED to direct the management of all units of Pacifica. Is this the right one, Adriana?
Yes. Yes.
To come up with 30, 60, 90-day plans for increasing revenues and reducing expenses during the remainder of this fiscal year and beginning of the next.
Can we get a second on this motion?
Second.
I'll second.
Okay, Adriana, you want to motivate this briefly?
Yes, very clearly. I mean, I didn't, was one of the recommendations that I agree that Michael did, and I think that it's imperative we need to make the general managers, not only the general manager, all the managers from all the units, including the Pacifica National Office, to come up with a plan, because obviously we need to increase immediate revenue and reduce expenses. Doesn't matter the way that you do it. You didn't want to reduce salaries, but the reality is we cannot keep going this way. We just heard the CFO telling us that he's asking the units to pay to keep going the national office and to keep the national office paying. But on the other hand, he's telling us that the units that have the money maybe need it later. We cannot take it from there. It's not clear for me if we are asking the units that don't have the money, they need to come up with the money. It's not clear. That's why I think that the best way is immediately, a plan immediately from the management, all the manager units to increase revenue and reduce expenses right now.
Okay. Just a quick question, Adrian. Did you have a time period when those things will be due, these plans? I didn't see. Is that in the motion?
It's 36 and 90 days. Obviously, they need to come out within 30 days. I hope that they will have this plan for our next meeting.
But, Adriana, I'm saying, what's the time frame for them to come up with those plans for 30 or 90 days?
In the next 15 days.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. This is Janet. Could Adriana please send that email back?
Adriana, could you send that amendment without any objection? She's adding that it's due within 15 days to a motion.
Okay.
Okay. Could you send that in writing?
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Jose, what's your personal privilege?
I need to get off the phone now, but thank you all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Adriana, could you send that in writing? And... is there any discussion on this motion?
Has it been sent in writing? I didn't understand.
Adrian, I think she did. She submitted it in writing. She's just submitting the amended part to have them due within 15 days. Did everybody get her original motion?
Yes, I received it.
Okay. Did everybody receive the original motion that Adriana sent out? Okay, is there a stack or any discussion on this motion?
And we're out of time for the time extension.
Okay, we're out of time. If there's no extension, we'll have to go to a vote on this. Okay.
Question, please.
Yes, Serene.
It was Ron, and who else? Does someone else have a motion to?
We had Ron, we had Pinchback, Michael, and Bill.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
One of you guys want to move to extend?
Okay, we're open. If not, then we got to go to a vote and then go to closed session.
Okay, I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, it's been three moved, of you.
It's been moved to extend 5 minutes.
I'll second.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to extending this open meeting for 5 minutes? Without objection, we extend it for 5 minutes. Okay, once again, if there's no discussion on Adriana's motion and amendment, was there any discussion on that? Is there any objection to that? Okay, if there's no objection, then Adriana's motion for the 30, 60, and 90-day plans within 15 days, that's the motion that just passed without objection. Okay? Next person we have is, and Adriana, did you submit that amendment of 15 days in writing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next person is Pinchback. Could you, if you have a motion, put it in writing and send it out. Yes, Pinchback.
Oh, okay. I do have a motion, and I'll send it out in 1 second here. My motion is this. I move that the... Let me go ahead and send this now. Okay. My motion is simple. I'm going to send it out as soon as I can here. I move that the PNB create an underwriting task force to examine the feasibility of creating and implementing a national underwriting policy with recommendations to the PNB within 30 days.
Okay. Was there a second to that motion? Could you please get that to us in writing so we can look at it? Is there a second to that?
I'll second that, Alexander, KPFK.
Okay.
Question, though, to the maker of the motion about the composition of the task force. Did you mean by board members or?
By board members and whoever else is necessary to, you know, make such a discussion possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, moved and seconded. We'll take a stack on this issue.
Adriana?
Sam on the stack.
We got Adriana, then Sam. Adriana.
I'm Serena first, actually.
I'm sorry? Okay.
I beat them both out.
Okay, Serene,
yes.
Adriana, and then Sam.
Okay, Serene. So I appreciate the thrust of Ron's motion, which I think is to include people who may have some experience with underwriting, but that's like I don't like language that is so wide open that it can literally draw in, you know, anyone in any mental state. So I would absolutely, really, I would actually like to limit it to LSB members, board members, and I would like us to invite the affiliates coordinator, director.
Okay, we'll take that as an amendment. You want to submit that in writing?
No, I'm driving. I think that would not be a good, would not be possible right now.
Could someone write that up for? But you, I assume you're submitting that as an amendment?
Yes.
I'll do it. This is Margie. I'll write it up.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Janet to the stack.
Can we get a second on it first before we move?
I'll second.
Okay. Yes, Janet.
Janet to the stack. Adriana.
Janet. Adriana.
Oh, right. So I would like to amend that amendment to include the IED and senior managers and I'm sorry, and CFO.
Okay, IED and CFO. Is there any objection to including the IED and CFO? Is that your amendment?
Yes.
Okay, could you submit that in writing, and if there's no objection? that amendment is approved?
Actually, I object to that, although I'm not a director.
Well, you can't object, Sam. We have to have a board member to object.
Right. I understand.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I would say if they're available.
Okay.
What did Serene say? I didn't hear.
She said if they are available.
Thank you.
And I would be happy to include that in my amendment.
Okay, without objection, we include that language in our amendment, and no one objects to that amendment.
It's my amendment.
No. Janet made an amendment to include the IED and the executive director.
Right.
An amendment to your amendment.
Oh, stop talking, please. I'm typing up Serene's amendment. I will email it in a second. But
what rules?
And then Janet is going to submit her amendment. As I understand it, Janet, your amendment was the IED and the CFO if they are available, correct?
Correct.
I'm sorry. Her amendment was the IED and the CFO, which then makes it compulsory. I amended it to add the words if they're available, which then makes it optional.
Well, technically, that puts us out. It's better for Janet to do it, because if you do it, that makes us four stacks out, and we're not allowed to do that.
Right.
So Janet made the adjustment, and there was no objection to it, so we got the language in.
We're out of time, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we're out of time. We got to vote on these items unless there's an extension of time. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Adriana.
Mr. Chair. Yes. First of all, we need the motions in writing, because you know what happened when we vote in motion that we don't have a writing, they keep changing.
Okay, correct.
And I asked then, we are already 2 minutes over, can we ask for a 5 minutes to finish this issue?
Are you asking for an extension of 5 minutes?
Can we finish voting in this issue?
No, we're going to go to a vote once we get these in, but are you asking for an extension of 5 minutes to continue debating
it? Yes, sir.
Is there a second to that?
I'm sorry, 5 minutes.
There's a second extension of 5 minutes to continue the debate on this issue. Is there a second?
Okay.
Can everybody mute their phone?
I'm saying yes to your request for a second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 5 minutes on this item? Okay, without objection, we're going to extend 5 minutes. Did everybody get their amendments and language in writing? Janet and Margie, were you able to write up Serene?
Adriana, for the start.
Okay, let me just make sure we get everything in writing, first of all. Margie, were you with your...
I sent it.
Okay, and Janet, you got your language in?
I'm trying to do that and write down the extension thing, and you know, I'm almost ready.
And we'll go back to the stack that I had. I guess we had Adriana, and I think I had Sam on it.
Yes.
Adriana.
Yes. I think that we need to be, I agree that we need to open to every idea, but basically I think that we heard the interim executive director already tell us that we have from John Kriegler, and I think that I read what he wrote about underwriting, and we need to be sure that it's not only wishes. We need to be totally sure that we are complying with all the laws that apply, because we don't want to result. We shouldn't risk our non-profit status because of the wishes, even when we know that some of the things are happening. We have already last year, if I don't remember wrong, you were, Tony, in that group that we're discussing the problems with underwriting. We shouldn't take this lightly. We should be sure that we have first the recommendation from the expert in the availability of the possibility and what we can or we cannot do. After that, I believe that we can discuss whatever we want. But originally, that's the problem. We need to know how legal it is and if that is risky or not
our non-profit status. Thank you.
Okay, Sam.
Yeah, I completely agree with Ron's motion. And this is actually one of the suggestions that I wanted to give because this is definitely a lot of help to WPFW, and it can augment it, its resources. Now, I don't want to undermine the legal effects or legal issues involving this, but this issue has been tossed around for a long, long time. I think it's time that we take action. There's already a template that has been developed by the general manager at KPFT, and that can be tested, and that can be kind of legally approved and put into practice. I don't think that it will violate any non-profit rules or any principles, but that would be a very critical source of revenue for stations like WPFW. So I totally support this idea.
Okay.
Tony?
Yes, Pinchback.
Tony, I just wanted to just respond briefly to something that Carson Levis just said about the getting information about what's feasible and what's not.
Sure.
That tutorial that Lydia has been talking to us about, that's one of the first things that that task force should do is collectively look at that tutorial. And then move from that based on what we learn from that. So I definitely agree with her on that.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
Or whatever. I mean, I don't see a motion that Ron sent.
I sent it, but it came back with an error, so I'm going to try sending it right now.
Okay. While we're waiting on that, anyone else wish to speak on this issue?
Nancy Gordon?
Nancy?
Janet.
Nancy?
To Ron's point about the task force doing this presentation on underwriting, I would ask that it be more than viewing it together, that someone with knowledge of the contents, not necessarily Kriegler, but someone else that understands the presentation, to use the PowerPoint to give a presentation to that task force, because it's hard to get from that PowerPoint what the PowerPoint is trying to tell you. The PowerPoint, I've looked at it, it's obviously an aid to a presentation. It's not the presentation itself, but somebody that understands all that information could use those slides to explain all of that to the task force.
Okay, Janet, you wanted to speak on this?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it is likely, may I just finish my sentence, it is likely that this would require some kind of personnel resources, and to keep that in mind, so.
Okay, we are.
Grace, I'd like to make a comment.
We're out of time, Grace, unless you want to extend again the time, I'm afraid our time is up.
I'd like to extend for two minutes.
That's
this is Serene.
To extend 2 minutes, is there a second to that?
I'll second it if I can speak. I'd ask for the floor.
You can only either amendment, which is not a debatable issue, but do you wish to amend it?
I'm not debating it. I'm asking you whether you heard me ask for the floor.
Okay, what do you want to do, Serene? It's a motion to extend time.
I'm asking you whether you heard me ask for the floor.
Okay, Serene, you have the floor. What is it?
No, that isn't. I'm asking you whether you heard me earlier ask for the floor. No point in my
saying
it.
Okay.
2 minutes, one for each minute.
Okay, is there
that'll
a second for the...
Nancy Gordon,
Is there any objection to extending for 2 minutes?
I'd like to amend it to 10 minutes.
Okay.
No, not 10.
Okay. Is there a second to amending for 10 minutes?
Great. I second.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the extension of 10 minutes?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander? Can't hear you. Bethune?
Pass.
Pass. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Pass.
Pass. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda? Shibanda? Sure. Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Alexander didn't hear you?
No.
No. Bethune, you passed?
No.
No. Brown didn't hear you?
No.
No. Novick, you passed?
No.
No. Patel Adams didn't hear you? Still can't hear you. Shibanda didn't hear you?
Pinchback changes vote to no.
All right, Shibanda, I didn't hear you, and I'm changing Pinchback to no. All right, I'm counting. I have 4 yes, 9 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, Chair is not voting. Next item is... I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Okay, next item is extension for 2 minutes. Is there any objection to the extending for 2 minutes? No objection for 2 minutes. The next person on the stack was Jan, was it Grace or Jan Goodman? I'm not sure.
Grace.
Okay, yes, Grace.
I want to say that I'm going to vote no on this because this will be breaking a tradition of over 60 years of not accepting the type of corporate underwriting that has degenerated public radio and public TV. You can reference Ralph Nader and others have said about this. I think that the affiliates should be allowed to do this. They are not restricted by our bylaws and by our tradition of Pacifica. They are affiliated with us, but they're not bound to what Pacifica is all about. I know that it may be a way to generate income, and we are having to face hard choices, but corporate underwriting is not going to happen instantly. It's not the emergency money that we're going to, I don't think, that's going to come in automatically, and I think that we need to have better management of this foundation so that we bring in more income by improving programming, not by trying to go, hopefully, about selling assets and selling our reputation. So I'm going to vote no on this.
Okay. We may have a minute. Anyone else?
Serene, yes, that's why I seconded.
Yeah, Bill.
Okay, thank you. So I would like to amend to include website advertising. I think people do have concerns about underwriting, but I think website advertising is something that we should have been doing for a while. So I would like to amend to include that task.
Is there a second
for this body?
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there an objection?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. How many? We have one motion. two amendments, and this is the third amendment?
I mean, Madam Secretary, where are we? I think we have, what's the
All right.
and what amendment?
So it's my understanding that, all right, there was a motion, and then Serene's amendment, and then my amendment, and my amendment was approved without objection. So that now brings us to enable this one, as far as I understand.
Yeah, so that's only two items, the original motion by Pinchback and then Serene's motion, so we can accept her amendment. That'll put us at three.
And this is Lydia?
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, so for those people that had missed when I have said this before, that I specifically asked Mr. Krigler about underwriting, which advertisements are, on our website, because in fact that question came from KPFA. And he said that the regulations that what the IRS did, they mimicked the regulations for broadcasting relative to underwriting, except from an IRS perspective, but they are identical. And so the restrictions are the same. It would require the same kind of additional staff vigilance to do that. Just to be clear, that question has already been asked of Mr. Krigler. One more thing relative to Grace, because she was not on the board. What we were referring to in terms of the affiliate, it was not, of course, they can have all the underwriting they want. This was a specific proposal from our affiliate director that has us as partnering on this underwriting with the affiliates and providing not only that, but yes, we would have a bank account that would be impinged by that, and that brings us into the IRS restrictions of that. That was the question that was sent to John Profit, is to get an opinion from our tax attorneys and so forth. That never manifested itself. But it was not about whether the affiliates can engage in underwriting. Obviously, they can. It was our participation in that, providing a service for them. I can try to dig out that proposal and send it out to folks. Okay, that's it, just to clarify.
Okay. We're over time, Mr. Chair.
We're over time, but we had pending Serene's amendment.
Information?
Yes, Michael, what's your question?
Nothing in this motion actually approves either underwriting or website advertising, right? It just says we're creating a task force to create a policy.
Exactly. That's what I understand what the motion is. Okay. We're going to have to go to the vote on these items. The first one we have pending is Serene's amendment to add the language for websites.
Advertising.
Is there any objection?
No, website advertising.
Website advertising. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Janet, could somebody email that?
Yeah, could someone email that in writing, either Serene or somebody?
And it's my understanding it is to include website advertising. That's it.
Yes.
But I need an email. I can't do it all at the same time. So somebody
I'm
else.
Sending an email
please.
Right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is great.
Adriana, what's your question?
My question is, may I know exactly what we are talking about? Because are two different things that we are creating a task force for web advertisement or underwriting, whatever you want, or a totally different thing if we are talking about underwriting that includes even a task force that includes our stations or our units.
I understand
what we are voting on.
The original motion is to set up a task force to consider and review a policy on underwriting. And essentially what Serene is amending, she's also adding website advertising to be considered also, as I understand it.
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was an objection to that amendment, so we're going to have to go to a vote on that, including website advertising. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Well, who's going to? Grace Aaron. Let's just vote, please, people. It's 11:40.
I'm sorry. Who seconded it?
I did.
Who seconded it?
Margie.
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes no. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton. Can't hear you. Shabanda. Can't hear you. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have seven yes, four no's, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's and passed. The next amendment we have is, whose amendment? Was that yours, Janet?
No, it was Serene's as amended by mine. So her amendment... Now, as amended by mine and the one, well, I don't know if the one we just voted on is an amendment to, I think it's an amendment to the main motion, but,
Ron Pinchback's motion.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Serene's amendment to the Pinchback motion is underwriting task force to be open to, in addition to PNB members, LSV members, and the affiliate director, with my amendment and the IED and CFO, if they're available.
Okay. Is there any objection to this amendment?
Yes.
There's an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, one moment. Aaron. Aaron?
Yes, what am I voting on? I'm sorry. The main motion?
No, this is the makeup of the task force.
Okay, I'm just going to vote no on everything regarding this. No.
Aaron, no. Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn abstains. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams.
I'm sorry, to be clear, this is the amendment, not the main motion, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I vote yes.
No, I'm sorry. Point of order.
I'm sorry. Patel Adams, how do you vote?
It's
the main motion as amended. It's not just the amendment.
No, it's not. It's not.
Speaking to the chair.
Okay, we're actually voting on the amendment now. We haven't gotten
We just voted on the amendment. It was
no,
seven
that was
something.
Another amendment, though. You had two amendments. We're voting on your second one, the first, the original one that you made.
Okay. I vote yes.
Patel Adams votes yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton. Can't hear you. Shibanda? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Brown, you passed?
Yes.
Yes, and Alexander, I didn't hear you. Okay, I'm counting. I have 8 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 9 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
And now we'll go to the original motion as amended. Everyone,
can we have a reading? Can we have a reading of the whole motion?
Madam Secretary, can you read the motion?
One moment, please.
As amended.
Okay. I'll do my best because it's all over the place. And all right. That the PNB create an underwriting task force to examine and create a national underwriting policy. The underwriting task force to be open to, in addition to PNB member, I'm sorry, going back to the main motion, create an underwriting task force to examine and create a national underwriting and, what is it, online email?
Webpage advertising.
Website advertising policy. Underwriting task force, to be open to, in addition to PNB members, LSB members, and the affiliates director, and the IED and CFO if they're available. I think that's it.
Okay, everyone understands the motion. Well, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
All right. One moment. Okay, Aaron.
No.
Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune. Bethune? Pass. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneda.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn abstains. Novick.
Yes. I'm calling Alexander back. He dropped off the call.
I didn't understand anything you just said.
I said I'm calling Alexander back because he dropped off the call just as you called his name.
Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, are you back on? Michael, is Alexander back on?
Yes.
Showing connection and move up.
All right. Bethune, you passed.
I'm going to vote yes.
Bethune, yes. Okay, so one more time. Alexander.
Dropped again.
All right. I'm counting now. Ten yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to see if we can get Alexander back on. Michael, are you still trying to reach him?
I already did the count, so I don't think
it's intentional.
But it's unfair that he did get knocked off while we were voting, so we can't make a reason.
Mr. Chair?
Green?
The vote's not even close.
I understand, but he does have the right to vote if he wants to vote.
Okay, thank you.
Since he was knocked off during the vote, I think it's fair that we register his vote.
Thank you, Michael.
Alexander, are you on?
I'm back now. Thank you. Sorry.
And how do you vote?
I abstain.
Okay, abstention. Chair votes yes.
Okay, so the vote is 11 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, we're now out of time, and we have to go to the closed session.
Excuse me. I have a on procedure. I don't know how to do this, but I have a procedural suggestion.
Yes, Margie.
Thank you. It's quite late now, right? Am I right? It's like almost midnight in New York. And I don't think it makes sense for us to go into a closed session at this point. I want to move that we have a continuation meeting on Thursday, September 15th, because it's too late to do it on the 8th, which I would prefer to do, but anyway, get to the items that are in the closed session that we have.
Point of personal privilege.
Serene, what's your personal privilege?
Can you guys just have one meeting when it doesn't take me away from a family gathering? Just one.
Well,
this is Janet's point of information.
I'm sorry. I made a motion. I'm making a procedural
motion. Point of order.
I'm making a procedural motion that we have a continuation meeting to discuss the items that we didn't get to tonight on the closed agenda previously.
Adriana, what's your
Janet, point? Mr. Chair. May I finish the point of order?
What's your point of order, Adriana?
My point of order, we vote out of time, and we have only time to vote. How could that be that now we have time for other motions?
I mean,
out of time. The only meeting that we have is to adjourn.
Adriana,
Janet, point of order?
What's your point of order, Janet?
My point of order is that this is scheduling a continuation meeting of a closed session during an open session. I don't think it's, I think it's out of order to do that.
It's not. The reverse would be inappropriate.
Excuse me. You're excused.
So I think that Serene is right on that. We can, in an open session, you can reschedule a close. We don't have to be in a closed session to schedule a closed session meeting or a continuation of a meeting.
This is Lydia, point of information.
Yes, Lydia, what's your question?
Okay, so let me see. So right now what we have scheduled prior to this motion is we have today on the 1st, we have another meeting on the 22nd, and we have another one on the 29th.
That's right.
And so the proposal is to schedule one on the 15th?
Yes.
That's a lot of meetings, but yeah, that's the proposal.
Mr. Chair, did you answer my point of order?
Your point of order that the motion is out of order because the time was up. That's technically correct, but I don't know if it's the will of the body that they want to...
Technically correct, Mr. Chair.
Excuse me.
Adriana, I think in a matter of expedience, you're absolutely correct. We are out of time, but I'm going to throw it to the body. Does the P&T want... But Adriana, as a matter of efficiency, does the body want to go into the closed session? That's a legitimate question. Just late. And the body ought to make a decision on that.
Mr. Chair, this is Margie. I'd like to motivate my motion.
Mr. Chair, we have always the option to go to a continuation meeting, decide among ourselves, and put that there. We don't need to do it in this meeting when we clearly already passed the adjournment time. How could that be that somebody...
Adriana, I'm just trying to get the will of the body. We can wrap all this up, decide what the majority want to do with it. That's all I'm saying. They don't want to go into closed session. We can vote it down, and that'll be the end of it. If they do, then we go into closed session. Okay, Margie?
Thank you. We don't have enough time in the closed session before us to do anything. And so I know that it's a lot of meetings, Lydia. I'm proposing that we, you know.
It was a question, Margie. Yeah. I didn't have a position.
Okay.
Janet, point of order.
Pardon
Janet,
me.
Point of order.
Jesus.
Point of order.
Just let
I'm
me
sorry.
Talk.
I'm
just let
sorry.
Me talk.
Point of order.
Okay,
I have a point of order. I have a point of order, Chair.
Point of order, Janet.
My point of order is there was a motion that was made after the meeting is adjourned, and now there's discussion on it. There's no
the
time for discussion.
The meeting was not adjourned.
The time was out. But now there's discussion on it, so Margie's going to motivate, and then can other people chime in? Is that what's going to happen now?
No.
We're just letting her conclude her statement. We're going to go ahead and dispose of this one way or the other.
Okay. I don't understand what's going on. Are you saying that our other choice is the chair saying that we could go into closed session right now, I could make that motion in closed session, and then we could be done with it? Is that what's being said? Well, nobody ever explained that to me. Jesus Christ. Pardon me. I didn't say that.
You were the chair before.
Let's not go there. Let's just deal with this.
I'm fine. Let me speak. I am fine with bringing it up in closed session.
Chair.
Could you let her finish her statement and then just get points of order?
I'm done.
Well, she never had a chance to finish it. Okay, Margie, finish your speech. We'll go.
Thank you, Tony. I'm done.
Okay. Well, it looks like what we're going to have to do, they are correct, we're out of time, so we're going to have to go to closed session. Margie, you can make your motion in closed session.
Thank you, I will.
And then we can deal with it there.
But we're
going to have to go, we are out of time, and those points of order, they are correct, so we can't entertain
that. That's fine.
So, Michael, we're going to have to call everybody, and we're going to have to close session. Deal with it. Okay, thank you.